Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the prophets of God, salamullah alayhim. As you know, prophethood, nubuwwat, is one of the main components of our faith. After the belief in God, there's nothing as important as prophecy and prophethood and nubuwwat. And these two, along with the hereafter, the concept of the resurrection and the hereafter, are the three main pillars of the Islamic faith, the theoretical pillars of the Islamic faith. All of the other beliefs in Islamic belief system, kind of either emanate from, this belief in God or in the prophecy or the hereafter. Like even, for example, Imamat, which is one of the main components of the Shiite creed, it is an offshoot of prophecy itself and a continuation of it. And for example, justice, this is also a continuation of belief in God and his existence. So this shows us the significance of it. And according to Muslims, prophets, they have specific characteristics which distinguishes them from other people. And that is the reason why they, in particular, have been chosen for being prophets and for performing this function bringing the message of God and His revelation to the people to guide them. Some of these characteristics have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Others have been narrated in the Hadith, such as the Hadith that we want to recite for you today. Imam Ali alayhi salam, while describing the prophets of God, salamullah alayhim, said the following. They were people who were subject to oppression, right? So in their, battle against oppression, they were always oppressed and they were subjugated to, tyranny. Whom Allah had tried with hunger, afflicted with difficulty, tested with fear and shaken with troubles. If Allah had wished to open for his prophets treasures of gold, mines of pure gold, and grounds of gardens wherever he sent them, he would have done so. But if he did, tests would be invalid and reward would be inapplicable. Rather, Allah, the glorified, made his prophets strong in their determination and weak in their appearance, as seen from the eyes, with contentment that fills the hearts, and eyes with riches, and with poverty that pains the eyes and ears. So the main theme in this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he withheld the worldly riches and wealth from his prophets as a test to see whether they were worthy of prophecy and the delegation that he wanted to entrust them with. He bestowed upon them other features and characteristics, which virtues which would help them in their mission. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. we were looking at the characteristics of the prophets of God in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.